This is the point at which Cromwell could have seized power, and everyone expected him to. But Cromwell wasn't working for himself. He was working for God. In Parliament's place, he would set up an assembly of men hand-picked for their piety. It would be an assembly of saints. And his language was very different as he exhorted them to go about their business.
Love all the sheep, love the lambs, love all, tender all.
But mystical rapture and politics don't go well together, at least not in Britain. And in a few months, the unworkable assembly collapsed, its leaders begging Cromwell to put it out of its misery. He duly obliged. Now there seemed no alternative but to take the crown, to become Oliver the First. But this was still a step too far for a man whom God had told to punish the haughtiness of kings. So instead, he chose to become a Lord Protector. And that had a good ring to it, authority, but not tyranny. He was king in all but name, but a constitutional sovereign, ruling with a council and a newly elected parliament.